Sports. It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
All right, welcome to Tuesday, Snooze Day Tuesday going on here. Or what I like to refer to as my Tuesday two-step. I'm a neat little dance that I do. 29 right now and cloudy, got some snow, light snow showing up on radar, so be aware of that. Time to talk real estate with two people that know a little bit about it. Stephen Sherrian from Action Realty. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
I'm trying to think when the last time I've had you both here at the same time. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a little while.
And I'm, you know, I don't play favorites.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to get into that.
Yeah, she's better looking than I am. I know.
All right, Steve, you said numbers kind of not available at this point, but you think they're still heading in the right
direction. Yeah, I still think we're probably on a small pause, but, you know, I think we're still going in the right direction, but I didn't get them this week, so I'm not sure what happened there. But,
okay. Means they'll be doubly as good next week.
Hopefully.
I love that. Plus, Sherry, you were talking new listings coming in. I love the uptick.
Yes, we do too. It's, yeah. You know, warms up a little bit and people kind of start getting the itch for looking at houses. And, you know, that's exciting for us because, you know, we love what we do. So we love when it's busy. But yeah, we've got a nice listing out at Rush Lake in the lake area, which is going to be a good listing for us. So we're excited about that. And Steve's got a new one that's hitting the market as well.
Yep, 504, I believe, is the house number on 4th Avenue North. It's a solid brown brick exterior, beautiful home.
Okay.
Totally finished up and down, and you'd enjoy looking at this house.
So let me ask you this, too, and kind of a broad question, but when people are selling, is it normally people that are retiring, people moving to a bigger location, people moving out of town? Generally, what is it with that makes people want to sell?
You know, it kind of seems like there's always a mix. Sometimes we've got the people that, you know, are leaving the area.
Mm-hmm.
But then we also have, you know, individuals that are looking for a bigger property for their home. And then also on the reverse of that, they're looking to downsize. So every day is interesting in real estate and you just never know. It's always a change.
You never have a boring day. I noticed that neither one day doesn't look like the other with what you do. It's definitely not assembly line work.
Things change, you know, on a daily basis. I think there's certainly some truth in that. And, you know, you went through a time period here for a while where things got a little quiet. But, you know, the younger people that might want to switch houses weren't crazy about giving up 3.5% to go into 7.
Right.
You know, so I think that actually slowed it down a little bit. But, I think people sat all winter, tired of apartment living, want to get out, stretch their wings a little bit, and the rates have come down a little bit. So I see it getting busier.
Do you like what you're seeing, too, with when you look into summer and you look into fall and the rest of the year, basically? Are you liking what you're seeing there? Are you comfortable with it?
You know, I think so. It's always hard to tell because interest rates play a big factor, of course, and then there's changes in the community that can also affect the market. So, you know, we're generally pretty positive, so we're looking forward to the spring market and the summer market. So hopefully we're not wrong on that.
Well, and we've talked about this before, maybe not on air, but keeping an eye on what's going on in the city, too. New businesses, new manufacturing things opening up, too. You're always looking at that, I would imagine, going, okay, what's this going to bring us?
Yep, that's very true. You know, we do kind of try to keep tabs on that a little bit, you know, and there was, you know, around Christmas time, there was some taking a few extra days off for some of the people in some of the places, which you don't like to see, but hopefully that takes care of itself. And, you know, I know that I travel with one of the owners of one of the bigger businesses in town, and they're busy and looking for people, too. So, you know, you've still got that side of it going, too.
That can be kind of a teeter-totter, too, though. I mean, sometimes works out really, really well, and sometimes not so well.
Yep, you know? Exactly. And, you know, I don't know how they do it sometimes when they just don't have the personnel to, you know, get things done. I guess it's called overtime probably for the rest of them. But
well, and we were talking, too, about snapping up homes really, really quick if the price is right. That's always encouraging to see.
It really is. You know, that's, you know, an advantage of having your realtor out. We're going to, you know, do your market analysis and tell you where that property should list and hopefully sell. And if it's priced right, in a good condition, nice location, they're going fast.
Absolutely. And people, if you're thinking about buying or selling, these two got more experience than anybody I know. So just stop in at their offices you're on Dakota Avenue, or just give you a call. It's that simple, right?
That's right.
Steve and Cherry, always great to have you in here. Have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Tuesday.
Thanks,
you
Matt.
Do the same.
All right. It's 9:13 here, Voice of the Valley, mm-hmm. AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something